If you're a more energetically sensitive creative, leader, or entrepreneur who's ready to transform your sensitivities into your superpowers so that you can spend more time in the flow and less time in the internal struggle, then you've come to the right place. The Empathic Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Anna Long Stokes, blends business and spiritual principles to help creatives, leaders, and entrepreneurs identify common energetic roadblocks and how to overcome them to live a more purpose-driven and energetically aligned life. Okay, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Empathic Entrepreneur Podcast with me, your host, Anna Long Stokes. Okay, I have a really fun episode today. I'm excited to be recording this one. It is all about the five things that empathic entrepreneurs need to overcome to make more money in business. Okay, I hate to use the word need in a title. Maybe I should say something more like the five recommendations that I have that I would recommend for empathic entrepreneurs to overcome so that they can make more money in business. And who am I to even be giving you advice? Like, what do I even know about this? Well, I am an empathic entrepreneur. I have been in business for over 15 years. I have had various businesses. Some have been successful, some have not. And I've worked with over 250 entrepreneurs in launching and growing businesses in various capacities. And so I know a bit about this. I tend to attract empaths or people who are a little bit more energetically sensitive, who maybe don't operate in the most quote unquote traditional way. Maybe traditional business advice doesn't always suit them or sit the best with them. And so I think I am a pretty good person to be giving this advice, but you know what? Take what you will. If it sits with you and you like it, then awesome. If it doesn't, that's okay too. But here's my advice today. Okay, so the first tip I have is to quit following other people's advice about growth models. What does this mean? Okay, there's so much business advice out there that's like, okay, if you want to make $1 million, you need to have an online course. If you want to make six figures, you need to have a high ticket item. If you want to do this, you must do that. So that just doesn't tend to work for empathic entrepreneurs. It doesn't work because you need to follow a business model that feels aligned to you. You can't have somebody else hand that to you. It has to feel aligned. So what this means is that you need to turn inwards. You need to feel into this for yourself, depending on what your empathic senses are. You just need to tune inwards and decide, what do I want? What type of a business model do I want? And here's just a good starting point. It doesn't matter if you don't have a business and you're starting one, or if you already have a business and something's not aligned, start with the model. What model do you have, and is that model working for you? Are you primarily seeing clients one-to-one and that's not working for you anymore and you need a change? Do you have a product-based business and you are feeling pulled towards working with people and so you need to transition it? What is your business model? Service-based, product-based, one-to-one, groups, hybrid model? Just take a minute, look at your model, and is it working for you? And what feels right? How can you move forward? Because if you're simply following someone else's cookie cutter advice around the business model, it's not going to work for you. You're an empathic entrepreneur. It's not going to work. I'm just telling you that now. I'm just going to save you a lot of time, money, and energy. Because even if it worked for that person, it's not going to work for you. Unless you're excited about it and it is going to work for you. That's another story. Okay, so number two, marketing. You need to have marketing that feels fun. So if someone, again, if you're following someone else's advice, it's like, you need to be on Instagram. It needs to look like this. You need to be on Pinterest, LinkedIn, blah, 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 blah. You're empathic. If you are dragging your feet, resisting, if it feels terrible, it's not going to work. So when you are marketing in your business, think about how you like to be marketed to. Think about how you like to spend your free time. If you're someone who loves spending your time shopping around on Pinterest, then maybe Pinterest is where you should spend your time marketing. If you're someone who loves to go to coffee shops and look at bulletin boards, maybe you should have posters up in coffee shops on bulletin boards. If you're somebody who does a lot of Google searches and you tend to find your practitioners through Google, maybe you should have Google ads. So I want you to just take a step back. And again, this is about not just following other people's cookie cutter advice. I want you to think about how you find your people. And then is that something you can start implementing for your business? Because that's probably going to work. However you like to be marketed to is going to feel the best to you. And if there's a way you already know that you've explored marketing that's fun, I encourage you to go that route. So the marketing should feel fun, and it tends to be the thing that is already working for you. And what I mean working for you is either A, it's already worked for your business, or B, it's already working because it's how you're getting sold to right now. So I hope that makes sense. That's number two. Okay, so number three, get started. Just get started. There's so many empathic entrepreneurs who maybe they have just the foundations in place, but they keep dragging their feet on the important things. Just get started. Get started with the newsletter. Get started with the blog. Get started with creating that service. Whatever the thing is, get started. I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't even want to keep talking because you're going to use that as an excuse to not get started. Just get started. Okay, so number four. Keep at it because you're likely thinking about it more than you're actually doing it. And I hate to hurt your feelings because I do this too. This is why I like to hire coaches or do group coaching programs, is because my coaches will hold up a mirror and be like, Anna, you are not doing as much as you think you are. You are thinking about it a lot. You're putting energy into it that way, but you are not doing it. So my number four is to like keep at it. And number three is to do it. So those two together work really well. If you have started the business, but you aren't really keeping at it, and you're just kind of going, wow, it's been a year since I started it and I haven't even had a client yet, or God, I've only made a little bit of money, and you're kind of feeling bad for yourself, you probably aren't really putting the time and energy into it that's needed. You know, if business were easy, everybody would be doing it. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's freaking true. I have been doing this for 15 years, and there have been times it's been easy, but most of the time it requires effort. And it doesn't mean that effort has to be hard. Like, effort and hard are different things, but effort constantly requires me to come back to the table. And it's kind of fun because it requires me to get creative. It's like, wow, like, why isn't this working anymore when this worked a year ago? Or, you know, just like, I constantly have to get creative. It's like a puzzle to solve. And that's sometimes what business is like. And if I find myself where I'm getting into too much effort, I'll be like, great, how do I solve finding more ease in this area? And then that's like a new puzzle piece or new puzzle to solve. So I encourage you to keep at it, because if you just kind of put the foundations in place and you're not making the necessary efforts, pivots, then you're not like really running a business. You're just kind of playing at running a business. And I feel bad saying it because it sounds mean, but I kind of see a lot of empathic entrepreneurs doing this. And what happens is over time, it's a huge drag on your energy because you kind of are like sitting around feeling bad for yourself a lot, like you're a failure, but you never really gave it a good shot in the first place. So keep at it, like give it a, what do they call it? Like give it a fair shot. I don't think that's what I'm trying to say, but I think you get what I'm trying to say. Okay, so number five, what's number five? Set goals, track those goals, and follow up with your goals. This is something I started doing about a year ago, much more consistently. And it's something I started implementing with my consulting clients. And my goodness, it is so helpful. Setting goals is really important for a couple of reasons, but it's I talked about this a couple of episodes ago when I talked about my mindful planning practices. So if you want to hear more about how I do that, just go back a couple episodes and you can hear about that. And setting goals is really important. The energy behind it is important. What you put out into the universe is important. And when you set goals, I don't know, there's some statistics around it. You're like 100 times more likely to hit those goals. So set the goals, track it, come back to it at the end of the month and just see how you did. The purpose isn't to make yourself feel like crap if you don't do it, but the purpose is to figure out, like, was the goal attainable? If it wasn't, maybe we need to look at a different goal, or maybe we need to look at like pivoting certain things. Like, I know there have been times where I've been putting all this effort into marketing on a certain channel or platform, and I put a lot of energy out, a lot of energy is being expended, and then I realize all my clients are coming through a different channel. If I hadn't been tracking that, I would have kept putting my energy in an unnecessary place. So, you know, setting goals and then tracking what's coming in and out can also help save me time, energy, and money. So it's not just about tracking income and expenses. You can also have a lot of other things that you track. And at the end of the day, it can help like streamline, make you more efficient. And it's just, honestly, it's kind of fun. It's a little bit a way to add some like gaming into your business if you're into that. You can do this with spreadsheets. You can do this with a little tracking form. Like I have a form I like to use. I print it out each month and I just literally handwrite them out. Takes like not long at all. And I just put them in a little folder. I'm looking at it right now, a folder in front of me that has my goals in it. And then I can look each month and see how I did and track that as the year goes on. If you're interested in this, and I have a masterclass, like a 1 hour kind of masterclass that you can do each month where you just each month walk through these exercises. It's like a guided meditation and release, and then actual like the nuts and bolts of filling out your form and going through that each month. That's a part of my Aligned Entrepreneur business container that doors close March 24th for. We are now enrolling. So if you're interested, check it out. But that comes along with that. And that's something we do every month in that program because it's so important. And since I started doing this with my consulting clients, like they've been hitting their income goals. Not only have they been hitting them, they've been exceeding them. And not only that, we set energy goals. And it really helps when you set energy goals to it helps you prioritize everything else. It helps you know like where what should I be doing this month. And if you know what energy you want to set your month at, it just helps you know what needs to wait till next month. And it helps you stay in alignment with your business. So I just love planning. So I encourage you to set goals, track them, and follow up. Okay, and I'm going to give you a bonus one. I know I said there'd be five, but there's going to be six, which is just to stay consistent. And even if that doesn't look like what you thought it would look like, consistency to me, I kind of hate consistency in the way I think a lot of people think of consistency, like, oh, I've got to like get on my project management software every day. I've got to do the same thing like this every day. Like that doesn't work for me. I'm just like a fiery, wily Sagittarius. I'm a generator by human design, and I just kind of need like a certain amount of unpredictability to stay like fresh and creative. But I also need a certain amount of consistency to maintain success so that I can maintain freedom, which is very important to me. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. I think I'm kind of a challenging person. Like, I think I'm really difficult. And yet I've had to kind of figure out this way to like be consistent with my newsletter, with my podcast, with my launches, so that I can like have the most important things to me and have the things that bring me purpose and fulfillment. But also not be driven mad by like being way too systematized and way too anal about like what consistency means. So I encourage you to be consistent, but also explore, what does consistency mean for you? It doesn't have to look like what that means for everyone else. And I think that that piece of advice about being consistent, it kind of plays into everything else we've been talking about. Somehow it has something to do with you getting started. Somehow it has something to do with you keeping at it. And somehow it has something to do with you setting and tracking goals and following up on them. Somehow all of these things play in together with that consistency piece. But like what that looks like, that's kind of up to you to explore, because no one can hand you a method that's going to work for you. Likely. That's likely. Everyone kind of has to find their way with this, especially if you're more on the empathic side, which you probably are if you're listening to this podcast. Okay, so that is what I have for you today. Again, we are in the final week of enrollment for my 6-month-long Aligned Entrepreneur Business Container. It involves so much magical stuff. We meet a couple times a month for group coaching, group hypnosis, and there's a class each month that fuses energetics and business. There's monthly goals submission with mindful planning exercises, and you can be as involved or hands off as you want. There's a couple of different levels. If you want to be doing one-on-one calls with me, you can do that as well. So I encourage you to check it out. Like I've said before, it is exactly what I wish would have been out there and available to me back when I was running my company, because I don't know, I might have been able to do things a little differently, and I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have sold it. So anywho, if that sounds interesting to you, I'm going to go ahead and put a link in the show notes, and you can also check things out on my website at annalongstokes.com. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening, and in the meantime, keep creating.